The Lord be with you. A proclamation of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn apart and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens. You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, the feast of the baptism of the Lord is always considered the last day of the Christmas season. And that's what it is, true. So just a reminder that tomorrow they're going to take down the beautiful decorations in church. And as of Tuesday, the poinsettias will be somewhere, probably in the gathering space. If you want to take one home sometime during the week, you can come and get one. Especially if you paid for one in memory of someone, please come and get your poinsettia. They'll do that tomorrow, so Tuesday they'll be ready. And I haven't seen many of you during these days, so I'm going to still say Merry Christmas to everyone. And now especially Happy New Year, Blessed New Year. It was interesting the other day when I said that to someone. I said, Happy New Year, a Blessed New Year. I hope it's better than last year. And I would think we all believe that. It's been quite a ride with the pandemic and all. There's so many things. And this person responded, yeah, I do too, Father. I hope it's blessed and better, but you know, we're not starting off very well. I just look at this first week of the new year and it seems like things get darker and darker as we move along. Can be very depressing. We put all this together, and I know people who are suffering depression because of it, but it can be depressing for all of us. But I also see it as being a challenge to all of us. I wish I had answers for what is going on, for what can be done. I really do, but I don't. But it's not my place to have answers, I don't think. The answers for the fullness of our life is with our God, our loving God. And that's what I hope today as we reflect on especially the baptism of the Lord. What is it that God is calling us to today? We are called to be a people of hope. And we do have hope. We have hope that things will be as God wants them to be. But boy, I tell you, some days it's hard to hope in that, to believe in that. At least it is for me, I presume for you all too. But I do believe that we do have hope because it's all in God's hands. But it's a challenge for us. The baptism of the Lord, you know, we have it in all three of the synoptic gospels. They have this, the reading, you know, of the baptism. So that tells us that this baptism and the life of the Lord was very important. And it happened. If all three of the Gospels mention it, then it was important. It was important for Jesus. It was important for the people to hear too. To see, to be part of it that day as John baptized the Lord. And he comes up out of the water, it says. So we know that it was a baptism by immersion. And he comes up, and the skies open up, and this dove comes upon him, and a voice comes from the skies. And interesting, in this, Mark's version of the baptism, the voice is directed directly to Jesus, not to all the people. They overhear it, but it's directed to Jesus. You are my beloved Son, and you I am well pleased. Interesting. The other Gospels say, He is my beloved Son. This is my beloved Son. But this now is the Lord speaking directly to Jesus. You are my Son. And what we believe, brothers and sisters, is in our baptism, it's much like that. That this voice comes and says, you are my son, you are my daughter. That's why it's so important that we have the name of the person being baptized. We just don't say, I baptize you, you know, no name, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We baptize Mary and Joe and Peter and Karen. We baptize by name because it is our name that identifies us as a son or daughter of God. But for Jesus, you know, the baptism wasn't the end. It was actually the beginning of his public ministry. And we know that he went forth from his baptism, and we'll hear again on the first Sunday of Lent about the temptations in the desert as Jesus begins this ministry. And he goes forth. To bring the love of God and to preach the kingdom of God, which is the love of God present in this world of ours. And then we know all the wonderful stories of Jesus and how that developed, how that was manifested so many different times. We, in our baptism too, are called to manifest this love of God in our lives. How do we do that? How do we do that? I always find it interesting when we say, ask somebody, is so-and-so a Catholic? Yes, he practices the faith, Father. What does that mean when we say that? Someone practices the faith. When I usually, in the past, when I think of that, it was sounded odd to me, to be very honest. Practice the faith. It's not just something to practice, it's something to live. I know that when we say practice the faith, it means to do something. It's not just, but you know, we can't do it perfectly. So in a sense, we do practice every day. But it doesn't simply mean when we say someone practices the faith that they go to church, they pray, they support the church, you know, they do all the external things. That's part of who we are. But I think what's more important is how we live our faith. How we live our baptism. How many of you remember the date of your baptism, the day you were baptized into the Lord? Anybody? Raise your hand if you do. 1, 2, 3. But I didn't always know that. Just recently I looked it up. Because I was thinking when I said, it's very interesting to me. Being baptized is so important for us because it is our entrance into this incredible mystery of our salvation. And it's a day that we really should remember and we should celebrate. We celebrate our birthdays. Why don't we celebrate our baptisms? Something to think about. I don't know. But maybe it'd be something to consider, to find out when you were baptized. And how, then, the question, do you practice your faith? But more important, do you live it? Do you live it? And to live the faith is to live as Jesus lived. To be a person that brings the love of God to all people that we meet, to all people that come across our paths, even people that we don't like, even people that we perhaps even have hatred towards, people that have hurt us or people that are different than us. But to live that faith, our faith, the most important part, I think, is to believe that every person is a son or daughter of God. And we are called to witness, to be an example of the love of God for them. That's not really very complicated, I don't think. But it's really hard to do. It's really hard to do. And I'll be honest with you, this week, when I was watching the absurdities in Washington, I found it very hard not to have feelings of hatred almost to the people who were attacking the Capitol. And spread out, you know, it's just, those are feelings that we have. But if we reflect on it, we are called not to hate our enemies, not to hate other people, but to love and respect every person. Do you practice your faith? Do you live your faith? What is your attitude towards other people? You got to answer that one.